Al and I met in our graduating class at Adelphi University in Garden City, New York. On our first date, Al, beautifully dressed and sporting a pair of leather driving gloves, picked me up in his sparkling green Corvette. This suave, good-looking man placed me in the front seat of his car and told me my job was to change the radio station. As I moved the knob from a station playing Sunshine of Your Love to another playing California Dreaming, I looked over at him in awe. Al was attentive and caring and would surprise me in my dorm room with delicious meals when I couldn't eat the college food. He sent me love notes filled with quotes from the most romantic poems. Although my family was highly educated and sophisticated, his worldliness intrigued me, and I clung to every word of his many tales. He was magnetic, and I was starstruck. Al knew the way to impress me and my brothers. He charmed my parents with his gentlemanly poise when he asked for permission to marry me. When the time came for him to propose, I was more than ready to say yes. He asked me to help him put tobacco in his pipe. When I told him I couldn't push the leaves into the bulb because there was an object in the way, he laughed and told me I should fish it out. There sat the prettiest diamond I had ever seen. As my eyes glistened with the reflection of the stone, he asked me to spend the rest of my life with him. I wore it proudly. I was the envy of every girl I knew, having snagged a winner. My mother and father were exemplary parents who doted on their only daughter and two sons. One might say that their love was unconditional and limitless. One might also say they coddled me, leaving me ill-prepared for adversity. My mother and father.